or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when...
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After withdrawing his bid for Attorney General Matt Gaetz, placing blame for his unsuccessful nomination on his efforts to oust former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Gaetz now says he won't return to Congress for the new term. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
His history of being a self-described firebrand, the ousting of Kevin McCarthy, the fact that there were senators who just didn't like Matt Gaetz' politics and his temperament, all of that hung over this confirmation process. And it was clear that there were senators who just did not want Matt Gaetz to be the attorney general, point blank. And Matt Gaetz was not going to get the required support he needed amongst Republican senators.
President-elect Trump has chosen former Florida AG Pam Bondi as his new pick to run the Justice Department. The defense rested its case in the New York City subway chokehold trial of Daniel Penny, the Marine veteran facing charges in the death of Jordan Neely. Defense attorneys say he was acting erratically and threatening people on the subway. This is ABC News. The death toll rises in the puzzling case on the potentially tainted batch of vodka in Laos. ABC's Britt Clinett has details.
A second Australian teenager who fell critically ill after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos has died in a hospital in Bangkok, bringing the death toll in the mass poisoning of foreign tourists to six, with an American among the victims. The U.S. State Department issued a warning to travellers to be alert to the potential risk of methanol poisoning. A British woman, another Australian teenager and two Danish tourists also died in recent days following the spate of suspected poisonings in the popular stop for travellers backpacking in Southeast Asia. Britt Clenett, ABC News, Hong Kong.
The FDA announcing a recall of clonazepam, a prescription medication that's used to treat seizures and anxiety that were mislabeled with the incorrect strength. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Join the Cottage this Saturday from 8 till 4 for the Ornament Odyssey, a small business shop hop featuring the Cottage and five other small businesses between Durand and Nelson. The Cottage and all the participants will be offering a free ornament with any purchase. Collect all six. Door prizes and event specials will be offered along the way. Maps are available at the Cottage, downtown Durand. Spread some festive cheer and support local businesses with the Ornament Odyssey this Saturday from 8 till 4.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 40. And mostly cloudy and in the mid-40s for Sunday. Maybe a rain shower Sunday night, could be a snow shower early Monday, otherwise cloudy and a high around 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 36.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A father and son accused of destroying a controversial mural in Milwaukee, Peter and Zechariah Mailer, entered not guilty pleas in court on Wednesday, accused of using a hammer and axe in September, damaging the mural depicting a Star of David combined with a swastika. The issue of ticketing students for using a cell phone in school discussed during a Wednesday meeting of the Mukwonago Village Board. At the start of the school year, the school district put a phone ban in place during the school day. The district superintendent says it's been hard to enforce. Wisconsin's nine-day gun deer harvest begins on Saturday, and the DNR's Jeff Pritzel encourages hunters to donate part of their harvest.
Whether it's the formal program or just personal relationships, to harvest venison for their community and share it.
Where available, extra antlerless permits can be had for $12. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that Blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in River Falls Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 46-year-old Bradley Spaulding of River Falls was traveling northbound on Highway 65 when he struck a hay bale in the roadway. Spaulding was transported to River Falls Area Hospital. A Pierce County jury determined Thursday that Lauren Rawlings was not guilty by reason of insanity after facing charges of possessing child pornography. Rawlings had previously pleaded no contest to two counts and claimed a mental disease or defect. Police discovered nearly 500 illegal images during a search of his home. He will now go on a psychiatric evaluation with a future hearing set to decide on possible commitment and its duration. Home prices in western Wisconsin continue to increase. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's latest monthly real estate report says strong demand and limited supply have maintained pressure on prices. In October, Pepin County had 6 homes sold, Buffalo County 7, Pierce County 21, and Dunn County reported 30 homes sold. The median home price in western Wisconsin rose about 5% over the year, from $285,500 to $295,000 in October, that according to the reports. Nonprofits in the Chippewa Valley are raising concerns as the homeless population grows with the colder weather. A recent point-in-time survey showed a significant increase in homelessness, straining resources. Western Derland and Hope Gospel Mission are expanding their community haven house to provide daytime shelter, but funds and services remain limited. In the Chippewa County, Hope Village's 11 tiny homes are full, with families receiving assistance to secure housing within 140 days. Meanwhile, Eau Claire's Sojourner House faces high demand, leaving some without beds each night. Efforts to address the crisis include plans for more affordable housing by spring. Wisconsin health officials report a slight increase in vaccination rates for flu and COVID compared to last year, but numbers remain below pre-pandemic levels. Statewide flu vaccinations are 25.8%, while Eau Claire County is lagging significantly at 22%. That's far below the 70% target. Public health officials warn of additional outbreaks, including whooping cough, RSV, and walking pneumonia. Vaccines are available through healthcare providers. Limited options for uninsured are available at health departments. Officials are urging basic preventive measures, including proper hygiene and balanced living, and to reduce the spread of illness. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is reporting a possible scam. The Sheriff's Department's dispatch center has been taking complaints from people that a male is calling them and stating they're a member of the Sheriff's Department and that they have a warrant for your arrest and owe money due to a PPP loan. This is nothing more than a scam, and do not engage with the person. They're using technology to spoof telephone numbers and do not work for the Pepin County Sheriff's Department. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Trenton Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 17-year-old Trayton Johnson of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway 63 when he lost control, entered the ditch, and overturned the vehicle. Johnson was transported to Red Wing Mayo Hospital. The city of Durand is moving forward with a purchase of a parcel of property from Xcel Energy. The city approved an offer of $3,750 an acre for a four-acre parcel next to the sewer plant. Durand Mayor Patrick Mellern says the land will allow the city to expand the sewer plant.
We went ahead last night and going to finalize an offer on that. And it looks like hopefully we're going to be able to get that process. It will help us in the future. If we have to expand the sewer plant, it'll just give us the options that we need.
Xcel is in the process of selling the former railroad right-of-way parcels that are still left in the city. A Dunn County jury has convicted Andrew Horner of armed robbery with the threat of force and carrying a concealed weapon after a three-day trial. Horner was found guilty of a May robbery at a Circle C gas station where he threatened to kill the clerk with a machete-style knife. Police released surveillance footage leading to tips from the public that identified Horner as the suspect. He faces over 40 years in prison and will be sentenced February 7th. Three people were seriously injured in a crash involving a semi-truck and a van Thursday. Police say the van was heading south on Seymour Cray Boulevard and attempted a left turn onto East Park Avenue when it was struck by a northbound semi. The three occupants of the van were taken to the hospital while the semi-driver was unharmed. Northbound traffic on Seymour Cray Boulevard had to be closed for over 3 hours. as the Wisconsin State Patrol conducted a crash reconstruction. A man accused of murdering a woman in western Wisconsin 50 years ago was in court yesterday. John Miller is accused of killing Mary Shallis while she was hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Chicago. Prosecutors say she rejected him when he made sexual advances before he murdered her and left her body in rural Dunn County. He's currently being held on $1 million bond and will be in court again early next month. Wisconsin deer hunters have an opportunity to reduce the deer herd size and help their neighbors. Once again, the state has a very large white-tailed herd with the highest number in farmland zones. DNR deer ecologist Jeff Pritzel says that can have a downside through property damage, crop damage, or deer vehicle accidents. Hunters in farmland zones are encouraged to take antlerless deer and to utilize the deer donation program. Pritzel says that can be through the formal program or just personal relationships to harvest venison for the community and share it. In general, each deer hunting license authorizes a hunter to kill one buck and at least one doe. Where available, hunters may purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each. The gun deer season runs tomorrow through December 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin is one of the states with the highest average credit score. A new report by WalletHub compared U.S. states based on October's TransUnion credit score data. Wisconsin ranked fourth on the list with Minnesota at the top. Mississippi and Louisiana were at the bottom with the lowest average credit score. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Crew Chief Shuffle at Joe Gibbs Racing. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
Congratulations to Justin Allgaier and Junior Motorsports on winning the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series championship.
This race team just never gave up, never quit. I can't say thank you enough to all of them. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You know, my daughter paints a helmet. We put a lucky horseshoe on it this year for my grandfather, and it worked out.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series returns in February right here on the Motor Racing Network. Joe Gibbs Racing announced today that Chris Gabehart, Denny Hamlin's crew chief since 2019, is transitioning to the role of competition director for the organization. As Chris Gayle assumes the role of crew chief for Hamlin and the number 11 Toyota team, beginning with the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. Gayle has been atop the pit box for the number 54 of Ty Gibbs for the last two seasons, following a successful stint in the NASCAR Xfinity Series that includes the 2022 championship. Both crew chiefs led their respective teams to the 2024 playoffs. The new leader of the 54 team will be announced at a later date. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th, so call now, and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
The 19th-ranked basketball Badgers are underway this afternoon in the Greenbrier tip-off in West Virginia. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're facing Central Florida in the semifinals. LSU and Pittsburgh make up the other half of the bracket. All four teams are unbeaten, combining for an 18-0 record to start. UW-Milwaukee hosting Portland State in the Cream City Challenge tonight. 14th-ranked Marquette will take on Georgia tomorrow in the Bahamas. The Bucks resume NBA Cup play, taking on the Indiana Pacers at 5-serve form. Football Badgers looking to run their win streak over Nebraska to 11 games when the two teams hook up in Lincoln tomorrow in Big Ten play. Bowl eligibility on the line for the winner. The Packers wrapped up their practice week today. They'll take on the 49ers on Sunday. That one kicks at 3:20. And the WIAA High School Football Playoffs wrap up their two-day run at Camp Randall today. The Division I Championship caps things off with Bayport and Muskego. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's award season as we wrap up fall sports with football championships this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The 2024 High School Football State Championships are this weekend at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, with seven titles to be determined over 2 days. Be sure to check out wisports.net for game previews, plus a state tournament FAQ featuring information on tickets, parking, the carry-in policy, TV, streaming, and more. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association announced its All-State and Player of the Year awards. Notre Dame running back Christian Collins was selected as the WFCA Large School Offensive Player of the Year, as he'll likely lead the state in rushing for a second consecutive season. Wisconsin linebacker commit Cooper Catalano of Germantown was the Large School Defensive Player of the Year. The Small School Offensive Player of the Year award went to versatile Prairie du Chien senior Blake Teary. He ran for more than 1,600 yards and had more than 900 yards receiving this season. Potosi-Cassville senior linebacker Isaiah Groom was the Small School Defensive Player of the Year. The WFCA also recognized Jared Schultz of Northwood Solon Springs as the 8-player football Player of the Year. Brady Bortz of Kiel, Wyatt Graffin of Columbus, Carson Fletcher overseeing Horlick, Drew Courts of Freedom, and Eric Schmidt from Marquette were two-way All-State selections. Head over to wisports.net for the full All-State list. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by OnX Hunt. I'm going to take everything that I have that operates on AA or AAA batteries, and I'm going to switch them over from alkaline to the lithium ion battery. Why? I'll tell you, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I'm switching everything that I own that uses AA and AAA batteries to lithium ion. The reason why is because lithium ion batteries are generally safe to use and have a low risk of leakage under normal conditions. There are certain factors such as overcharging that might cause some leakage if you damage the batteries, or there might even be a manufacturing defect. High temperatures, that can increase the likelihood of leakage, but generally lithium ion batteries don't leak. And those alkaline batteries, I have lost so much equipment from those alkaline batteries leaking that I think that the additional money that I spend for the lithium batteries is going to be offset dramatically. I might come out money ahead. Just in this last year, I've lost a couple of flashlights, a couple of lanterns that I use when I'm camping. I lost a handheld GPS not that long ago. And it seems like every time I find something that has been sitting around with those alkaline batteries in it, the batteries have leaked and the piece of equipment is dead. So I'm making the transition to lithium. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight to low near 30. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 40. And mostly cloudy and in the mid-40s for Sunday. Maybe a rain shower Sunday night, could be a snow shower early Monday, otherwise cloudy and a high around 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 36.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're broadcasting on location at the McCook Farm and Ranch Expo that is taking place right in downtown McCook. Great opportunity. If you have never been to the show, highly encourage it. It goes through tomorrow. Other things that have been happening in these markets today, of course, we're going to look at some, talk of the split action, some grain under pressure, and if South America gets some export and production numbers that have come in, and better than expected cash happening on the cattle side. So we've got a lot that we're going to dive into today as David Erickson joins us today. He's with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. And let's kind of talk about, it was kind of a split feel in this grain trade today when you looked at the corn versus the beans and the wheat.
Yeah, we can start by looking at the corn market and, looking at the March corn as, the December market, the options are rolling off the board here today. But if we look at the March corn and, surprisingly, the funds last week showed that they had built their long position up on the corn side of things. So that was a kind of a breath of fresh air. But, looking at the March corn chart right now, we're sitting kind of right on the 20-day moving average. So it's, kind of an interesting time. We'll have to see if we're going to be able to push up above there and, kind of make new highs, maybe make some runs at like the 450 area, another 15 to 20 cents above where we're at right now, or if we're ultimately going to falter. The fact of the matter is that, the production numbers, that we've gotten from the USDA remain pretty strong. And, so we'll see. The demand has been relatively good, especially on the export side of things. And, on the ethanol side of things, we've seen some pretty good demand. But we got a lot of production to chew through. The biggest thing, as you alluded to on the South American front, there were some independent analysts that came out and, said that Brazil was going to raise a record soybean crop and probably have a record soybean export number. And I think that, kind of in the middle of the week, that really turned the market a little bit lower, on the soybean side of things. If you look way back, basically to the start of our harvest here in the United States, we've had a couple of different flurries to the upside on the soybean side of things, and they've ultimately been kind of pushed down. And the first one was, when they were starting to put the crop in the ground down in South America, their weather wasn't all that favorable. It was dry, it was hot, but like we talked about at that point in time, the majority of that crop is, or the majority of that growing area is in what's considered a rainforest. So it's going to rain eventually. And, I think the market finally realized that as they started to get some rains and started to get some favorable weather. And I think that is what we're starting to see. Now we've kind of pushed down and we're kind of hanging in around these lows that we put in right before harvest. In the middle of August, we've dipped just below them here. So we're going to have to see. I mean, I think the market is really kind of struggling with what to make of, what the Trump administration is going to look like. And, as that starts to form up a little bit, I know there were a lot of there's a lot of speculation that, he's not going to want to play ball with, China or what have you, and that's going to make our exports a little less favorable looking. But, we'll have to see. I mean, it's still, I think we're 40 to 60 days away from when he, actually takes office. But obviously a lot of plans are going to be put into place prior to that, and I think he's going to try and hit the ground running one way or another.
Earlier in the week there was also that whole discussion between China and Brazil and getting that, I think, 32 documents or something like that signed, and agriculture was part of that. And I think the markets midweek were kind of wondering what that was all going to entail and how it was going to affect us here in the States.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that, I think China, namely, is, really trying to fortify some other relationships that they already have. And, if the United States is going to play or try and play hardball with them a little bit, then, they're definitely going to, make sure that they have the supplies that they need in order to, fulfill their needs overall. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, what the net result of all this is. And, like I've said to a lot of other people, we got to remember that these production estimates out of Brazil are simply that, they're estimates. And, just like we started to see from our latest WASDE reports, these estimates can change, and they've started to kind of, slow down, you know, what our production numbers are, and, you know, probably taper back a little bit what our carryout numbers are going to look like at the end of it. And, you know, I foresee something similar happening in Brazil at some point in time as they move through their growing season.
And then add to it all the talk about managed money and as you mentioned, some of those currency issues being talked about this week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our dollar remains very strong. And, you know, like I said, kind of at the beginning, it was kind of a breath of fresh air to see that the managed money had gotten back, and they built a pretty nice little long position in the corn. They still haven't done that yet in the beans. They still might, but they just haven't had a lot of a reason, especially with the South American production, to, you know, kind of give them some reason or some fodder whatever you want to call it, in order to do that yet.
We've got more coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Again, we are broadcasting today at McCook's Farm and Ranch Expo, which is underway at the fairgrounds and it continues through tomorrow. Kind of switching gears, we're going to talk a little bit happening of the world of livestock. Again, David Erickson joins us. He's with Ag Optimus. And let's take a look at from a livestock perspective. I mean, this cash, I think there was a little bit of surprise where we saw some numbers increase like they did as the week went on.
Pretty well spot on, Susan. You know, especially the cash in the north, you know, there was some trade earlier in the week that was between 184 and 185, and then later in the week we got some trade as high as 187. 187 would be probably a couple dollars better than what we were getting in the north a week ago. So, you know, that was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, I think that the general consensus coming into the week was a lot of people were kind of hoping that we would get steady money, but the trend was probably going to be lower. Now, what happened early in the week, I think from a futures perspective, is, you know, we got a pretty big rally and we got a pretty big bounce out of a lot of these futures markets. And I think, you know, that kind of forced the hand of the packer, and they had to pay up a little bit for, you know, for cash. So, you know, if you were a cash seller earlier in the week, you know, things, you ended up probably being on the wrong side of it. But hey, at the end of the day, if it still made sense for your operation, you can't kick yourself too much, because I don't think a lot of people seen this coming. And I think it caught a lot of people off guard. Now, to kind of follow up on our conversation that we were having about the managed money, in the earlier segment, you know, they've been pretty short the grains here for quite some time, and, you know, they just flipped and, you know, started building a little bit of a long position in the corn. On the flip side of things, you know, in the livestock, they've held a pretty long position for quite some time, probably for most of the year, and they've kind of slowly added to it throughout all of 2024. And actually they have their and they have a record long position in the lean hogs, and I think that's you know, really benefited a lot of hog producers. And, you know, the really interesting thing is we're still sitting here at 81, 67 is where we settled up today. And that's still below where, you know, where the index is and where the cash has been trading at. So it's going to be interesting as we move through the end of November and get into the month of December, you know, how those numbers are going to come together. Because as a reminder, the hogs are a cash settled commodity. So, you know, the index and the futures need to come together, at the end of it. But, you know, it's really tough to know, but I really think the biggest driver right now, is the funds and their position and their continued appetite. And, you know, I don't exactly know what the reasoning for their appetite in the livestock is, currently, but I think that, you know, that's been the biggest driver, and it's really provided some benefit to some producers that, you know, have had to pay a little more for, you know, feeder cattle to kind of fill up these pens as they're making some cash sales. You know, they maybe been able to lay off some risk, and, you know, I continue to encourage, producers to do so, because it's really hard saying what these funds are going to do, especially as we enter towards the end of the year, if they're going to, you know, look to get out and take some money off the table, or if they're going to, you know, continue to hold their longs going into 2025.
You know, and the sales too that have been happening at these sale barns, David, I haven't heard a lot of complaints, and we've seen some strong numbers coming through.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is, I think that a lot of these cattle feeders, you know, have had some, you know, the last two or three turns have been really profitable for them. So it's, you know, they're, you know, to kind of really put it simply, you know, they're faced with the question, do I, you know, just want to sit on my hands and, you know, pay a lot of this money to Uncle Sam, or do I want to, you know, reinvest it back in the business and, you know, fill these pens up again? And, you know, I think, you know, it's one of those deals where if you're a cattle feeder, you're a cattle feeder. So you're going to continue to do so. And, you know, just try and not give it all back on the next turn is what I like to work with a lot of my customers on. You know, that's what I really encourage them is, you know, if you've had some prosperity, make sure that you don't give it all back right away.
So what's the best way folks can get a hold of you?
Yeah, well, they can look me up on my website, which is agoptimus.com. That's agoptimus.com, or they can give me a call, 712-435-7402. You and I do a daily livestock spot, and that gets put out on Twitter, and they can reach out to me via there.
All right, sounds good. That is today's Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OE-grade filters engineered for your equipment's top performance. Following an election in which immigration played a central role, the U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report last week examining how the H-2A Agricultural Worker Program could be improved. I'll have the details when we return.
It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The H-2A visa program allows agricultural employers to hire foreign workers for temporary or seasonal tasks on the farm only when there are not enough qualified or willing U.S. workers available. Several sectors of the ag economy rely on these workers, and the program has been growing. Last year alone, more than 310,000 visas were issued, nearly double the number from 6 years ago. And as the program has expanded, it has faced growing pains. The Government Accountability Office last week released a report identifying three key areas where the H-2A program could be improved. First, they say it's important to return back wages to workers. Currently, if employers violate the H-2A wage rules, the Department of Labor can recover back wages for those workers. But about 20% of those wages remained unclaimed, often because these workers returned to their home countries and then they cannot be located. Second, they say it's important to hold employers accountable. The Department of Labor has the authority to debar employers from the programs for serious violations like wage theft or for providing unsafe working conditions. While some employers have been debarred, the report notes that the current 2-year statute of limitations often limits enforcement. The Department of Labor has proposed extending this time frame, which they argue would help improve accountability and deter noncompliance. Third, the Government Accountability Office noted delays in modernizing the application process. The Department of Homeland Security is still 3 years away from fully digitizing H-2A applications. Meanwhile, agencies like the Department of State have expedited visa interviews by waiving requirements for most applicants, a move that the report found could help keep the program running more smoothly. The agency also called for enhancing the information sharing capabilities between federal agencies and state workforce agencies. They say better communication could minimize delays in decision making. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
For some ag producers, the H-2A visa program has been a lifesaver when enough local help can't be found to get through harvest. But as federal focus returns to immigration under the next administration, ensuring those farms can still hire the best workers will be vital. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson filters by name with your retailers. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky today to low near 30. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 40. And mostly cloudy and in the mid-40s for Sunday. Maybe a rain shower Sunday night, could be a snow shower early Monday, otherwise cloudy and a high around 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 35 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin and Patsy.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. It's steel guitar, steel heart, if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, this place, and I gotta find her.
that really impresses your father. Yeah. And you can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis Queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Foray Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated. But I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now. I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter.